Hello. It's Andrew Ogden. I've got our Jeff here. Hello, Jeff.
We're like two peas in a pod.
Live from Bedford. Some nice houses in Bedford, I will say that.
There are a few quid out of my price range.
Yeah.
Knock a couple of notes off.
And Milton Keynes as well, living up to its name as Land of the Roundabouts.
Yeah, it's just everything's a roundabout.
But that song come on, didn't it? Shout, and we were just singing round, round, roundabout.
I did, yeah. It's what Tears for Fears would have wanted.
So what we're going to review today is Top Rope Wrestling from Accrington Town Hall.
Accrington Town Hall?
Exactly. Only ever been to Accrington for the football before today. Never actually visited the...
The uncovered away end.
I've been there when it's been baking hot sunshine and also when it's absolutely peed it down. And we won 4-2 that day. Callum Higgin bottom from the halfway line. It's in Rochdale folklore, that one.
Well, yeah, well looked after.
So, Accrington Town Centre, Jeff. Have you any thoughts?
Grim. Grim.
We were sort of comparing it to Burnley.
Yeah, very Lancashire mill town, on the downslide.
There seem to be more shops open than Burnley.
It just Saturday afternoon and it was dead.
Well, until we get to one pub which wasn't dead, but we'll speak about that in a moment.
You're expecting a lot more people on the street, and it just wasn't. It just looked very, very grim.
So, I started off in the Flying Horse in Rochdale. They've had a bit of a refurbishment in there and added about 15 taps.
All Carlin.
I had a pint of Three Brothers Fruit Salad Pale. £3.55 with your camera card. Only 15p off. You have to join the loyalty club of the Flying Horse, where you get 30p off.
Yeah, it's a similar situation to the one on Drake Street, isn't it?
Dale House,
where you get money off your camera card, but if you go with a particular stamp card, you'll actually get it a better deal.
Yeah. Which, yeah, I suppose it's nice that pubs are doing it nowadays, their own loyalty scheme.
Yeah.
Getting away from camera. As Jeff pulled out his bag yesterday, all the... like the Financial Times and 50p tokens.
Well,
they get bigger, them tokens.
Oh, the Wetherspoons, yeah, about 40 quid's worth of tokens, literally paying 30-odd quid, £38, whatever, for a membership. So you get your tech, whatever pubs are giving off money, and, like you said, a big bed sheet worth of Wetherspoons vouchers. Mm. Can't complain at that.
So I met you outside Rochdale Station and went to the Mazurek Polish Delicatessen. Some 5.2% of Dunkel.
I got two bottles of Unpronounceable for about 7 quid.
Yeah, it's decent shop, isn't it?
It is, yeah. If you don't like Constance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a language, Polish, isn't it?
Well, drink's nice. When we got into Accrington, I got a list of about 6 pubs. As soon as you get out of the station, it's like, oh, pubs are there. The Stanley, which is a bit of a sports bar. Been in there before, it's not too bad. There was one about 2 doors down, which was Nag's Head. And you could tell what a rough pub, if it's got one of them motorised scooters outside. It's like, not going in there.
No, it's like frosted windows, so you can't see people getting beaten up from the outside. It's probably why the scooters there, just to help them get them to A&E.
Yeah.
Very slowly.
So we went to the Bee's Knees, which there's many of these, isn't there? There's the Bee's Knees.
Well, there's about 6 on a bee.
Yeah.
It's prevalent in Lancashire, I think. So they've got a new one in Blackpool, and there's one in Rottenstall.
Yeah.
Now there's one in Accrington. So yeah, they're a bit of a localist chain.
Yeah. It's more of a small sports bar, in it. So you had Racing UK on, a bit of Sky Sports with soccer Saturday.
Pool table.
a noisy lady. Bloody hell, she had the loudest gob I've heard in ages.
Well, yeah. She was a quiet, shy, retiring woman.
Not.
Yeah, it was one of them places I could feel the tension in the air.
Yeah.
And this was like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so I can only imagine what it's like at night.
A war zone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, pint of Guinness, £4. You had Cruz Campo, the
£3.70. Cruz Campo, yeah. Spanish lager brewed in Birmingham, probably. It was fine. Nick the glass if you get a chance. It's a decent glass.
Oh, it is a decent glass.
Don't pay a fiver at Asda's for it.
No.
Allegedly. Next. No, I'm not condoning thievery.
No, you should just check Jeff's cupboards for all them glasses he nicked over the years.
I borrowed them.
Just never took them
back. On a long term. Some no, actually, so I have bought them.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a reformed character these days.
So, next up, Commercial Hotel, which is the local Wetherspoons.
Yeah. I had a pint of that. Brightside Brew with 50p off on my camera card, £2.13. I think you could also mix it up with the Brightside's other offering, a pint of this.
Yeah.
And then you could offer, you know, a pint of mix.
Yeah.
Which is mild and bitter.
Right.
For the younger listener.
There was Otter Dark as well. There wasn't much options in here.
No. I mean, it's a nice enough place.
Yeah. It looks to have a decent beer garden.
Yeah. Standard Wetherspoons fare, isn't it?
Yeah. Nothing outstanding. Toilets were on the ground floor, which was a help.
Well, so, yeah, you don't have to get your mountaineering gear out. I mean, I'm surprised fucking Darby Allin's not tried going for a piss in one of some of these places and sticking a flag up.
Next up, Jeff. Right, from the outside, this pub is, I'm thinking, it looks alright and what have you. The Arden Inn.
Yeah, we're good for a nice quiet pie over in here. There's nothing much. You know, obviously, Accrington seemed quiet. Yeah, got to this pub, Arden Arms. Looked outside, just like two fellas, oldish fellas having a fag. I thought, oh, it's a local pub for local people. Andrew says, it's decent beer in here, let's go in. Bloody hell, got through door. What were going on?
Northern
Soul night, they're all there with talcum powder dancing around the floor and, you know, popping the rips and that. They're all,
yeah.
Weren't they? They were everybody. They were like 50 odd plus. Weren't they? Having a great time.
You fit in, Jeff.
Well, I do now. I'm 49 recurring. Absolutely ran to the gills.
Yeah. Some good music. Northern Soul's really good, isn't it?
Some of it were questionable, Northern Soul. Time called Malice is not Northern
Soul.
No,
but he did mention a bit of, like, you know, ska, sort of like moddy sort of stuff.
Was it? Yeah, lump it all in.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I said, absolutely hammered. Decent pint. Camden Stout, which you don't see in many places. They had the full range of pale ale, Hells, Stout. Thought we were back in Electric Ballroom, really.
Yeah. Farmer's Blonde.
Yeah, she were a lovely lass.
It's all right in there. It was about £3.40, I think it were, for a pint.
A bit dear. Well, for yours it was £4 off of mine. But yeah, it was a drink. I enjoyed it here. Probably my pub of the day.
Yeah, it is a live music venue as well. They do have back acts on. The Son of Bobby Ball, I see.
The Sons of Bobby Ball, yeah. No.
Son of Bobby.
Where's he from? The 559.
The 559. They call him Ball. Oh dear.
Yeah, well, his two sons are doing a turn, weren't they? Rockon and Tommy. So, like probably the live music venue in Accrington.
Yeah.
So I reckon that, you know, once they've not sold it, they've done this today, and then they've got an act on at 9:30.
Yeah.
That staff must be knackered.
It's like going into, you know, that pub in Blackpool, where he had that racist comedian on at like about 10:30 in the morning, and it was just like carnage.
Yeah.
Not the wrestler from Wrestling Cult.
Oh yeah, next to the shopping centre. Yeah.
Yeah, we were with Andy Campbell, weren't we? About 11 in the morning. In there.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. They were just giving people dogs abuses and walking past going for a slash.
Yeah. Mm. Next up, Jeff, a brewery pub, the Big Clock Brewery, called Grant's.
A nice nice food slash home brewery place, but their own beer. What the fuck would I add? Shite.
Sunny Bay.
Yeah, no, we're a terrible pint.
Now I will give a shout to the bar staff who I got a pint of the Gents Club Bitter, which was like 4.7%, and I think because the light was shining on it,
it looked a bit murky.
So she took it back and was like, oh no, it's actually all right.
Yeah,
it wasn't a bad pint. It's a three star effort.
I think it were a bit cheeky though when she had about it. She necked a bit of it before she said it were all right in front of you. Are you not topping it up, hon?
Well. And also I'd offer the Pulp Friction, which was a like New England IPA on keg, which wasn't too bad. But good range in there, you know. 3.60 a pint, general price for
Accrington. If you like cider, Lily's cider, they have boxes and boxes and boxes.
Shauna would love it.
Yeah.
All that cider.
I suppose it's getting very prevalent in Lily's cider, but it weren't cold. Room temperature, still. It probably tastes like a sweaty sock.
Oh, like what you get at
cherry flavoured.
Like what you get at a bloody beer festival.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Next up. Would you go the Grants again, anyway?
I don't know.
Next up. Tesco Express, £1.17 chicken salad, butter.
Result.
Actually, next place was the Crafty Fox.
Another mealy place.
Rated 4.9 on Google.
Really?
And you know what? I was disappointed. It felt like Green King. It was a Green King takeover.
It's nobody wanted ever, really.
More of a foodie place.
Yeah, the walls were all like decorated in old NME pictures and things like that.
And if you didn't like the Killers, you were knackered in here.
Yeah, literally they were playing a couple of albums, weren't they? It was fine, but no, it would be one of them. I don't care.
Your shortly be arriving at Flitting.
5.80 for a pint of ABKL.
Shocking.
So that was our last pub before the venue of Accrington Town Hall. Sold out, no vacancy. queuing out the door, weren't they?
Yeah, it didn't look much on the outside. Once you got in, up the grand stairs,
yeah,
and into the main ball, we call it the ballroom, I think. What a lovely looking place this was.
Lit well, weren't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I mean, it's had a renovation, you can tell with that. Sidelines, you know, big crowd, looked really, really good.
Yeah, I think the old show set up with screen as well, like that
proper stage, screen, lighting, sound system, everything you could want, really.
Decent bar.
It was all right, you know. Obviously, there were restricted from where the wrestlers were getting changed, etc., because you could see them through a glass door.
Yeah,
you know, I was just like, after one match, I seen Ivy there eating a biscuit, so I just give her a wave, you know. As you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looked like one. But they're all there, you know, celebrating, doing the matches and all that. It looked like, you know, when you go to the zoo and you see gorillas on the other side of glass. I'm not saying anyone's a gorilla, but, you know, you're just like, you know, waving them and knock on the glass and that, and they respond. You know.
Just really good setup overall, I think.
Yeah. No, excellent stuff.
Yeah. But if you had kids standing on their seats with a
gym, I could have bloody murdered them.
Yeah.
Burn it. I mean, you know, you can move, but obviously us two, wherever we move, we're going to be in somebody's way, even when we're sat down.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but these two bloody kids, they were there filming away, weren't they? Mum sat at side, and just on the knees, but obviously they're right in your sight line. Oh, well, you just had to put up with it, don't you?
Yeah, I stood up to the side.
Yeah, you bugged off eventually, didn't you?
Yeah. I just stood up at Zara with Ulrich the Rock, Richard Reigns. Mm. Yeah, he said he went to the Commercial Hotel, cheapest place, Ruddles.
Well, they will do, he can spend more money on Roman Reigns' gloves then.
Yes. So yeah, the Lagunitas has £5.80 a pint. You had a double whiskey, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. It cost me £6 to give up trying to put the mixer through the till.
Right.
Well, yeah, the Lagunitas pint. I seen it. I thought, oh, decent pint. No, it tasted a bit off. Had that pint of Heineken. Weren't too good. And obviously the whiskey and cork. I mean, I had a Bell, so it's quite harsh stuff, really.
Yeah.
And it didn't even taste that good then, so I don't know what they're doing with the beers and that, unless the, you know, council tap water's got in there.
Yeah.
No, one for the best.
Let's get into the matches, and it's not going to be in depth, this is basically, what do we remember? What I will say for the matches is, there was nothing New Japan, length of 60 minutes. It was a lot of 10 minutes, do your stuff, get out, and which I don't mind.
Yeah, I mean, we were graced with the presence of the Accrington's Lord and Lady Mayoress.
Yeah, they were sat to the left of the ring.
They were, yeah. Mike Angus doing his
ring
horse and juices.
Yeah.
Opposite, and Graham Pearce, like, he was like the lad off fucking Beyond the Mouth on his little back. On his little trampoline on Reddit. That felt a bit weird, that. I mean, is he like the substitute ring announcer?
Oh no, unless he's doing like backstage stuff.
Possibility. Well, I would have seen him in like the glass cubicle, wouldn't I?
Yeah.
You know, like the cube. Yeah, literally the cube.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I would have seen him in there, you know, like in a telephone box trying to interview fucking Joey Hayes. Well.
Yeah, but no, I think Mad Dog's always good on the Holstein Duties. Really good. So started off with a pre-show match, Electro, the Lancashire Luchador, Electro, going against, I didn't get the Ginger Prince's name, but the Ginger Prince.
Yeah, he's got the nickname, the Ginger Prince.
He'd come out to the Owen Hart theme.
He did, well, yeah, and his gear had Danger, you know, yeah. like Do Not Cross, I suppose.
Yeah.
Danger all over his gear. Yeah. Decent enough match.
Yeah, it was about a three minute match. Electro got the roll up win. Was over with the crowd, I would say. They kept the one, because like the entrance was the other end to where we were. Yeah. But they'd always make an effort to come to other end and they all slap hands.
Well, it's because the eye cam were,
yes,
right down the middle.
Yeah.
So yeah, a lot of the times they're literally like watching an episode of Raw.
Mm.
Where they're all facing the camera, doing the manoeuvres, doing, you know, getting the finishes and all, facing the camera, yeah.
Yeah. So, show starts now. Middle Eastern millionaire, Sheikh El Shambles,
yeah,
comes out. I think he's just really good at it, the talking. He did the, when I say woo, you don't boo.
Woo.
He promised that if he did, because he loses all the time, because he gets distracted by the audience. He said, if I lose this time, I'll never wrestle again in top rope wrestling. Lies. As he faced Lucha DS, who come out to the old Samurai Del Sol music. Lucha,
yeah.
Lucha.
Yeah, Lucha, what does a DS stand for?
David Simcock. He's a Charles trainer, isn't
he? He is.
Lucha Dave.
Danny Smith.
Lucha Dave versus Sheikh El Sham. Very good. Very good match, yeah.
Yeah, it's obviously the car from Scotland come today.
It did, yeah.
Yeah, so I think he's more prevalent on the Scottish scene than he is further down south.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a fine match. You know, I do like Sheikh El Sham.
Yeah.
He's great.
He won with the camel clutch to get the victory. So he gets to wrestle once again in top rope wrestling.
Did it?
But he did get his comeuppance at the end though, Jeff, didn't he? As I think Lucha DS and I've seen his picture on Facebook, but I don't know his name.
Yeah.
It was like that short fella, weren't it, who came in. And like he did like a senton on the shake, and he just sold it like a. Oh no, he took a stunner.
It was like one of the photographers, weren't it, or a cameraman?
Yeah, cameraman. Who we were giving jip to before.
Giving
the...
jip to before, and they got him in to come in the ring, and they're just like, hold my camera, come over, and Stone Cold stunned him.
Yeah.
And then this little fella come in, and they're like, I'm sure he come in to, like, he's going to say, Lucha DS.
Yeah.
And they come in, they were only about 3 foot tall.
Yeah.
Weren't he? I was like, what's he going to do? Bloody hell.
Yeah, they were actually pretty good, weren't they?
Pretty good, yeah. Probably just, flying around and that. And just like, where's this guy come from? I've never seen, like you say, you've seen him on Facebook, but I've never seen him before in life, and I was quite impressed.
Yeah. Next up, England versus Scotland. Well, all you need to do is mention that. And it was representing Scotland, TJ Rage and Davey Blaze. Ooh, not seen for a while. This is Team England, who I didn't get their names, but all you need to know, they're from England, who were against Scotland.
Well, David Blaze, I think last time we seen him, it was the trainee school in Broughton, weren't it? I think.
Yeah?
Yeah, it would have been there. But he used to be a PCW regular, weren't
he? He did, yeah. It was an alright tag match. Another 10-minute effort, I thought. England chants, all the way through the building. Shane couldn't do that other one. Scotland get battered everywhere they go. Well, they didn't hear, they won.
Oh well, England always let you
do. They do. Next up, I think it was the half-time main event, which was for the top rope women's title, which was, she's not a Karen, it's Ivy, versus Melissa Fierce, who comes out to Misery Business by Paramore. Tune.
Yeah, what a reaction she got. She's from Accrington. Oh, obviously, the homegirl pop.
One thing I will say, I think this is Ivy's first appearance for Top Rope Wrestling, and instantly, with the megaphone, and just, as soon as she opened her gob, boo, got a reaction. And yeah. And I think it all went throughout the match for me.
Yeah, it's obviously playing up the tendencies of, like I say, being a gobshite and, giving the crowd grief and, the megaphone and that. It's just really, really good stuff.
Yeah.
Same with Melissa Fierce. I mean, she, I'm not going to say come on leaps and bounds.
Yeah.
But she has. I think, if you go through the show, all these top rock wrestling graduates, shall we say, they're just really bloody good. And they just improved. They've improved on the look as well, all the gear.
Yeah,
You noticed from when we first went.
When we first went.
And the progression, what you see, and it's really good to see.
I think I think Melissa Fierce's gear, like when we first seen her at Top Rope, it was like pretty basic gear, but it's like a glow up, like 100% glow up.
Yeah. I agree.
Investment in the character.
It's pretty much. If you're taking it serious, putting money into yourself, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I think, when on your Facebook thing again, when Shake does his stuff on Facebook, and he's calling people who are like weekend warriors and that, invest in yourself and your look and what you're doing, etc. And he's right.
Yeah.
You can't knock him for that.
Yeah, and I thought just very good match. As I said, the Karen stuff worked so well.
Mm.
Just so well from Ivy. I think out of the lot, this probably match at night for me.
Yeah, I'd agree. Probably, with the crowd reaction as well.
Yeah. One thing you did mention, a lot of the Top Rope Wrestling Academy wrestlers, they didn't look nervous.
No, very good. They're confident in front of a crowd, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, you don't want to just rush them out there. I know everyone makes mistakes on the first time wrestling and that, but you could have said to me, some of them have been wrestling a few years by how, policy looks. So after the break, Jeff, we had BT Gunn versus Snow, who's like the briefcase holder.
Yeah, they'll probably get a tag opportunity at any time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on this? I think it's first time I've really seen Snow wrestle.
Yeah. I think it was a step down from the previous match.
Yeah.
For me. BT Gunn, he always seems like he's on a level, isn't he? I know, but you were talking about when he was ICW.
When he won the title in the Hydro.
In the Hydro, yeah. Obviously, not his fault that obviously ICW is where it is now, you know. Everything's taken a downswing.
Yeah.
When you remember him from years gone by. It was fine.
I think one thing Snow does well is play up to the crowd a lot.
Yeah. It's very reminiscent of the Shake.
He is, yeah.
Not just in his manner. Obviously, you can see where he picks it up from.
Yeah.
His mannerisms to the crowd, etc., etc. Well, obviously, related. But yeah, so I can see where he picks a lot of his stuff up from.
Yeah. Roundhouse by BT got the victory here. Fine, just fine match. I see Shake were on commentary. I'd love to listen to that.
Oh, yeah.
It's supposedly filmed for some at Spinebuster Media.
Right.
Who put some up on the Tuesday every week or something. So I think some of these matches turn up on there. I did read a tweet about that. Next up was four way action, where I think someone behind us was cheering for Victor Crowley.
Victor Crowley?
Yeah. And,
Charles's brother.
Yeah, so it was Sebastian Cloud, who's like a conductor fella.
Like, yeah, a bit like Phantom of the Opera slash conductor, yeah.
Logan Smith, who I think's from Scotland.
Alright. He must be a minibus now.
Yes, and Romy Kendrick, who we've seen before, who I rate. I think he just stands out. He's another one. His gear's gone up a notch. Mm-hmm. He just looks the part, and also cracking entrance theme as well. Helicopter by Block Party.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so yeah, pretty decent follow where everybody got the shine, didn't they? Obviously, I think these lads at the back of us knew this Barry Crowley, whatever his name was.
Victor
Crowley.
Let's go, Victor. Let's go, Romy.
And Ace went on for time. I'm taking the piss, aren't I?
Yeah.
So, reel him in. Yeah. And then obviously, when they chant the same name, that's when I get people. And I did.
You did. Very good. Good 10-minute match.
Yeah, I was impressed with Sebastian Cloud.
Yeah, another one who's come on your phrase, leaps and bounds.
Leaps and bounds, yeah. Same again.
Because he used to hang around with Mr. Winchester, of the Winchester.
Mr. Winchester, yeah. Other guns are also available.
Yeah.
But just his presence, his wrestling ability as well. Like, you know, for someone who maneuvered off the top rope, I think, I seem to remember.
I think he did, yeah.
That is. He was one that stood out for me.
Yeah, I put my notes. I thought Romy Kendrick stood out again for me.
Mm.
Someone you could use elsewhere.
Well, I think that's what some of these have got to. Well, they're already doing it, so, but I think that's what they've got to do. Just branch out, you know, get in different places.
Well,
and hopefully promote it. Take a look at some of these guys and girls as well.
Well, they have got like the Mega Slam deal, haven't they? So yeah. You've seen like, I think Romy's done a bit of Mega Slam, sort of like Melissa Fierce has.
Yeah,
like in the, like that most dangerous tag team with Derek.
Derek. All caps.
Romy won with the Michinoku driver on Cloud. Yeah, impressive stuff. Next up, semi-main, well, our main event, because we'll get into that. Alexis Falcon versus Harley Hudson.
Now, this was an interesting crowd-wise, as the girls worked the socks off, but they weren't getting anything.
No.
They weren't getting anything from the crowd.
And you would say these are two of the top...
Top talents in the UK. And, yeah, I know you probably see Alexis Falcon more as a baddie.
Yeah.
But the both of them, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, the crowd were giving them nothing. I mean, they were, you know.
I don't know if they just, like, the sugar levels had gone down.
Well, it might have been. I think they needed to kick in some more Haribo, but yeah, they just, it was a weird.
Yeah. Mm. I just put it was fine, but nothing blow away. And I think what you said, the crowd were just dead for it.
They were dead. Yeah.
Strange.
Oh well.
Yeah. Maybe just because it was getting late in the night, it was getting up to 9 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah.
And we had to get our train at 9:28.
Yeah, we had to shoot for a train because obviously the other one we could have got would have been cancelled, unsurprisingly.
Yeah, so yeah. We went downstairs, acknowledged our tribal chief, and then went to
yeah,
and then went to the office.
Yeah, got another can of Zippin' Nick.
I think I had a Kozel or something like that.
No, it was like an Estonian one. We've had them before, because we've had them in Huddersfield. They were awful.
Yeah.
The crisps are nice though.
Oh, the crisps are so much better.
X-cut crisps. Yeah,
from your local spa as well.
Well, yeah, cut, yeah, you can do. Yeah, just pop to your Polish shop and just go for the crisps. Because they're a damn sight better than narrow crisps.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
So we did get to see the entrances for the main event, which was a freeway match. CJ Banks, the Top Rope Havoc champion. It's a bit of an old EQ thing, this title. So it was CJ Banks versus Maya. And Maya.
He went dressed like a pink suited hitman.
He did. And coming out to Oasis, probably not his best tune. His Ian Brown tune's the best. But Joey Hayes.
Yeah, it's half a PCW opening six-man contest. We were just looking for Danny Bellinger and bloody
Dean Allmark.
Yeah. There you go, it's like Pokemon, you've got to catch them all.
So we can't give a review of this match, but our intrepid reporters told us that Joey Hayes won the title.
There you go. Send the fans home after.
Yes. So there you go, we got our train back home for about 10-ish. Straight to bed. Near enough, I had a can of bit burger and watched a bit of telly.
Yeah, so all in all, really good show. Love the venue. Accrington is a place.
Mm. I've been worse towns.
Oh, I've been worse towns, yeah. But yeah, not the worst, not the best. Would I go again? Definitely. I'd definitely go again. They're like little flies knocking about, so they've got shows coming up in Paddington.
Which is a bit of an arse to get to,
yeah,
public transport wise. You'd have to go to Burnley and then get about 6 buses into the hills.
Oh, well, there you go. And then Bakewell, which is quite local-ish, but an arse to get to again.
Yeah, well, you get it from Rochdale bus station.
Yeah, so maybe go into that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, check them out
and fingers crossed one day they might come to Rochdale Town Hall.
Oh.
There you go. Jeff, where can we follow you?
Jeff Ogden too.
Great stuff. Follow us at GCP Podcast 1 and myself, Oggy Part 3 on Twitter. Thank you very much and bye.